Hey, gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Oh, I usually have these things just come right off the top of my head. I actually had one I was going to say, and I don't remember it now. So there you go. But whatever it is, it's of free speech. It's that thing of free speech. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send the fundage. You know it. You know you need to do it.
I've got a good one.
But what is it?
Is the Republic Broadcasting Network the black billionaire rapper Hitler supporter of free speech?
It very well could be. It very well could be. All right. And is that guy speaking freely, by the way? He's speaking freely. I think he is. All right. So, wow, there's a lot going on there. There's what they're saying. There has been, like, some drama around Nick in particular, because there are people, and not just, like, Antifa lefties. There are people who say bad things about Nick, and there have been all sorts of weird rumors going around, and I want to address those first. One that has been going around is something like that Nick and do you know who Catboy Cammy is?
Unfortunately, I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah. He's a strange guy who dresses up sort of semi-naked but with cat ears, plays computer games, but also does some racially charged trolling. He's an odd character. I'm not saying I'm a huge fan. I'm not even sure if I completely understand what's going on with that kind of thing, or what but Nick met him.
Nick met him once, okay.
We know he met him once, and I believe at one time they had something of a, when I say a warm relationship, I don't mean that sexually. I mean, they were sort of, I'm not going to say friends, but, you know, acquaintances or mates. You know, they knew each other to some degree. Is that fair to say?
That boy Cammy is in Australia and Nick's in Chicago. So it's not like they'd be just popping over to the other guy's house to play a video game.
Not regularly. But they did meet, didn't they? They did actually. That's not a figment of my imagination.
They did something in real life once. They did something in real life where they, I don't know.
I think they went out for a burger and had a chat. It wasn't, I don't think there was anything, but, you know, despite Catboy Carmy's obviously strange behavior, I don't think anything untoward happened there. And obviously some people who don't like Nick spun it as kind of a date when it clearly wasn't. You know, you can go out with a friend and have a burger and a chat. You know, that's not necessarily something sexual or untoward.
Of course. So, and I'm aware of Catboy Cammy because a friend of mine a few years ago just said, oh, look at this guy, he's really funny, and sent me a video. And there is, young people do this, there's some sort of app or website or something where you sit in front of a camera and like every 5 minutes you just kind of get randomly shuffled so that you're having like a one-on-one meeting or a little group Zoom video meeting with random people, right? That, I don't know what it's called, but there's something like that.
There's a couple of sites like that. So you sit in front of your camera, you know, on your webcam, and then I'm not sure if it's shuffles you, but you click next, or you, so you can stay and talk to the person as long as you wish. Once it randomly connects you to somebody when you press randomly connect, and then you can stay and talk to the person that you have randomly connected to, and you can choose to stay and talk as long as you both consent to staying and talking. As soon as somebody clicks next, either one of the two, it shuffles you on to another randomly selected person. And what became quite the craze is to sit on this site in absolutely crazy attire or saying stuff that would otherwise be deemed as maybe edgy or socially unacceptable. And when somebody pops up, you then, you know, say your socially unacceptable point to them, or they see you in your crazy outfit. And it's like a big sort of trolling thing, isn't it? And Catboy Kami sort of made a living on sitting on there and then, you know, having, you know, certain, you know, historical flags or symbols behind him or in shot to cause shock. And obviously he'd be in a state of undress with these cat ears on. And I'm not saying that this is a good thing to do. I'm not saying people should do that. I'm not saying it's politically expedient to do that. He is a colourful character. He's an odd character. But I don't think he's actually I don't believe he's actually a homosexual, is he?
No, he's not. And he was, according to Wikipedia, was born in 1997 or 98. So he'd be about 24 now. And I believe he hasn't been active for a year or two. So he's not doing that anymore. And so maybe he's married or something. Anyway, he's moved on. He's not producing content. I think he had become notorious enough that he visited the United States, and I don't know how much time he spent in the United States, but he at one point had a outing, you know, some sort of get together with Nick, and then apparently at some point also gave some sort of weird speech at some event somewhere. And all I know is that there's been like some sort somehow that level of association with somebody of that level of weirdness became cause for all sorts of discombobulation among, frankly, Wignats and boomers who don't like Nick anyway.
I think that's a bit unfair to say that, Patrick. I think that's a bit unfair to say that.
Okay, well then try to fair me out some.
I'll fair you out. We work in circles that I think it's fair to say people look for associations. People look for associations. So, and I'm not giving people a pass, but it's like the Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell issue. If we see somebody at a dinner party, a picture of somebody at a dinner party with, you know, talking to Ghislaine Maxwell, or stood next to Jeffrey Epstein, and they both got champagne in their hands and they're sort of laughing at a joke together, you see that picture and you draw inference from that. Now, in all fairness, the person talking to Maxwell or Epstein, it might have been the first time they met them. They never met them again. They laughed at a joke politely, then moved on and spoke to the next guest. But that one picture, people do draw inference from. And I don't think it's uncharacteristic of people in this movement to do things like that. There is an entire sort of subculture of people.
Not uncharacteristic. In fact, it's very characteristic for people to do things like that.
Yeah. And there's a whole subculture. I don't know if you know about this, but if you don't, I'm going to illuminate you. Of people on sites like BitChute who spend their entire time basically watching people shake hands and slowing it right down. And sometimes, you know, if you shake hands with 100 people, occasionally your handshake will differ depending on the way the other person shakes hands. Occasionally you'll shake hands and it won't feel right, or you'll have a sort of a miscommunication during the handshake. And these people watch this again and again and again. And then they say, right, well, this guy here, he's clearly working for... he's clearly a Mason, because, you know, on this handshake, his little finger didn't go properly into the handshake. And that means you're a 33 degree Freemason. And it might have just been a slip of the hand. So I do think this happens. And I don't think it might have been unfair to do this to Nick, but it wasn't an unfair application of this rule.
No. OK, well, I'll tell you a little more specifically. So you've got people who are taking pictures of Catboy Kami, who's a big muscular guy, and he's apparently doing weird antics, and saying that was Nick Fuentes, who is a little skinny guy.
Clearly, I've not seen that, but I do think people draw a lot of inference.
Yes, that has been an issue. It has been an issue. It's gone around. It's gone around on RBN. Clearly fake. I mean, it like preposterously fake. And people have been talking about this. And you know, and there are a lot of people who dislike Nick Fuentes, not because of what he says, but because of jealousy, because he's successful. And honestly, I'm jealous. I mean, I think I've worked really hard, and I'd like to be like at the center of everything, but I'm not. And I'd like to be able to give Kanye West or Ye, I'd like to give Ye some advice. But you know, if I spoke with Ye, and he said, "What's your favorite Ye song?" I'd say, "I don't know any." You know, so at any rate, I wanted to air that there's been a lot of really, really unbased and unfair criticism of Nick, slander of Nick that's been going around, and some people really ought to apologize. Finally, regarding Catboy Cammy in particular, you know, there's been all these implications that something's been on. Well, you know, Nick Fuentes, he has some sort of association with a guy who did weird things on the internet and never disavowed him. Well, okay, over two years ago, there's this clip. I'm sure Jeremy's going to be playing it on his show, where Nick Fuentes is saying, well, you know, I met this guy, I tried to convert him to Christianity, and, you know, he's just going off the rails, so I disavow him. So there you go.
Well, this is my take on this is a couple of things just to unpack what you've said. I think everybody who does well in this movement gets attacked by trolls. Now, I'm not saying I'm on the same level of Nick Fuentes, but I have done pretty well in the UK in terms of building a viable movement for change that the establishment doesn't like very much. But I'll tell you this, what I find is I get all sorts of people having a go at me. I get people who, and this is really odd, they will watch every single stream I do, despite hating me, they will watch every single stream I do. And they will watch it, they will watch them intensely and go through them. And I do several streams a week that are 2 hours long. And they'll go through all these things, and they'll try and rip me to pieces. But they'll go through them exhaustively, clipping things out, stitching bits together so it makes it look like I've said things that I haven't. And I'm not the biggest person in the world, so I'm sure if these freaks do this to me, they'll do it to Nick, because he's a lot bigger than me. You know, Nick's followers on Telegram are sort of three times what mine are, so if you work sort of on the power of three, I should imagine Nick probably gets three times the rubbish that I get. And that wouldn't surprise me at all. You know, this is something that is normal in this movement. And you say about, and this is very interesting, you know, we talk about sort of, how can we say it? What are these people doing this for? Well, I'm sure some of these people are, and this sounds odd, but I'm sure some of them are. I'm sure some of them are actually genuine people. I'm sure some of these people actually think that they're doing the right thing and they're acting in a genuine way and they're acting in the interests of the movement. They think they're exposing somebody. Other people will be deeply, deeply jealous and hate-filled and just angry that they aren't doing, that they haven't got what Nick's got. And the other group will be people who are either undercover lefties, undercover Democrats, CIA people, stooges working in a big block of flats in Israel. So I think there's multiple people out there doing this kind of thing. And it's kind of hard to tell exactly who is doing what. You know, it'd be difficult to actually say, well, this guy is, you know, these guys are doing it for this reason. And my advice to people, when you're getting trolled, if you're facing that kind of trolling, just ignore it. And with Nick, the way I try to judge people is by what they've built, by the fruits of their labor. And if you look at the fruits of, you know, Nick's labor, they're impressive. He's done an awful lot at a very young age. Now, would I agree with him on everything? No. Would he agree with me on everything? No. Would we largely agree on the biggest points? Yes. We both want an overwhelmingly white Christian Western sphere. We both are opposed to Jewish power. We're both opposed to sexual degeneracy, mass immigration. So at that point, if he's doing better than me, even if I wish I was doing better than him, is it actually expedient for me to attack him? No, it's not. The best thing I can do is, you know, offer him my tacit support. Because if you're not, doing that, it's almost like you're trying to hold back the guy at the front of the race. But you're not actually in the race with that guy. He's actually engaged in the same battle as you against the establishment. And if he's doing the establishment serious, serious damage, well, why on earth would you want to limit the damage he could do to the establishment? Unless, however, you were all of a sudden working with said establishment, you know, for whatever reason. And even if you're not working with the establishment, if you are attacking that guy, you might be working with them without even knowing it. So I suggest, you know, people either do one of two things. If you don't like Nick and you think that Nick is doing everything wrong and you do it a load better, you want to do one of two things. Firstly, you want to politely write to him or reach out to people and say, look, this is a bit of a mistake, but do it politely behind the scenes. Or B, just sit and watch. Because if you think he's going to do it all wrong and you actually want to see him fall, well, let him get on with it. But don't spend your entire life sat online, you know, digging into this young lad, ripping shreds off him, hoping that he fails, because that just makes you somebody who comes across as a bit of a bitter weirdo, to be honest. I think that's the important thing. And look, Nick's not going to get everything right. And this isn't a slight against Nick, but Nick's achieved remarkable things at a very young age. But young people make errors because young people are still learning. And Nick is making errors occasionally. That's just what people will do. He will make errors occasionally. But for the most part, he's making incredible progress where he wants to be making that progress. His shows are a massive hit. I saw one of the recent ones was viewed, you know, 66,000 times when I saw it on Rumble. Well, that's incredible. You know, he's on the Alex Jones show. He's working with Kanye, this outspoken.
And that's what we got to talk about, the Alex Jones show.
Yeah, let's get into that, because it was incredible. And I've got to say this as well. And before we get into just the Alex Jones show, I've got to say this. Kanye and Nick went on the Alex Jones show. And there's a tendency for people, when they get on one of these big shows, and they go all, and they're finally, you know, there in front of the camera for everybody to see. So they're finally in front of the camera. It's time for everybody to see them, and they're thinking to themselves, how can I push my message? And they either freeze or they cuck. They either freeze or they cuck. And they freeze or they cuck because at that point they're thinking, well, if I come out and tell the whole truth, if I come out and say something controversial, oh, that might ruin me and I've got to be careful, et cetera, et cetera. So they either cuck like that because they're looking for the money, or they freeze and they don't know what to say. They're like, I'll try and play this down. Neither Kanye nor Nick Fuentes froze up or cucked on the Alex Jones show. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
And I want to say that I haven't posted it yet. I will make absolutely sure I post it before this goes on air in a few hours. And on Friday evening,
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
And I want to say that I haven't posted it yet. I will make absolutely sure I post it before this goes on air in a few hours. And on Friday evening, Nick took Mark's advice to go back and continue doing his show. He did a show episode because a week ago he had said that would be his last show. Mark said he thought that would be a bad idea, that he should continue to do shows. Well, whether he heard Mark's advice or not, Nick went back and he did a show, and he said he'll be doing shows, at least once a week. But the thing is, the content of the show, I'm going to post it because whether this guy is 24 or whatever, just listen to what he said. The second half, it's 2 hours long. The second half, he's just responding to super chats and that's whatever. But the first half, if you want to just listen to somebody making a political show outlining basic principles, but also responding very specifically to, because when they were on Alex Jones's show, obviously most of you know that Kanye said he loved Hitler and defending it, not backing down at all and saying, why not say you love Hitler and what's the importance of it? I'm not going to try to paraphrase him. Listen to it. And he makes it sound entirely reasonable and important to say. So there you go. I'm not going to try to paraphrase it, but if you have any trouble with somebody going on Alex Jones's show in this case, it was Yay, and saying, well, you know, because Alex Jones is always like, oh, Nazis and Hitler. I said, well, I'm Nazi.
Just to make it clear, Patrick's being a very nice guy here, and Patrick can sometimes be too nice for his own good, so yeah. I'm stepping in, because I'm not as nice as Patrick. And Patrick is sort of saying that Alex Jones makes these points, like, sort of, oh, Hitler this, Hitler that. Alex Jones is one of these utter cranks who tries to claim that the Nazis are still secretly in power, still running the show, but they're anti-white Nazis now and they're going to put us all in the camps. And it's like, no, mate, you're an imbecile. You're an imbecile who is pushing obviously fake nonsense upon your audience because it makes you large amounts of money. And it is a fundamentally safe point and non-revolutionary point to make. To come out and say that you don't like Hitler and the Nazis are the bad guys is fundamentally the safest point you can make. It's almost as safe or safer than saying drinking water and breathing oxygen are good things. You know, it's that safe.
I think it's safer than that. I think it's actually safer.
You think it's safer than that?
Many people drink water these days. Everybody's drinking, you know, sugary drinks.
Well, I can tell you this now. Jones is one giant. It was so beautiful to see somebody with that much clout going on the Alex Jones show and basically saying, what are you talking about? It's not the Nazis. It's not the Nazis. It's another group of people. That was beautiful. And to see Alex have a big, stupid, like, you know, look all red in the face and all angry and, you not know what to say when confronted with this truth, it was nice, to say the least.
Okay, so, and if you want to have a, the first-hand account of this, you can watch it yourself. The Alex and Nick Jones and that whole thing, that was for 3 hours. I haven't actually gotten through all of it, and I may never. But it was funny. And some people may have heard this. Kanye went on wearing a black hood over his head, apparently because he wanted people to listen to his words. Right. Don't look at me. Don't look at me as, you know, Yay speaking or whatever. Just listen to my words. So he did that. All right.
That was a mistake, I believe.
Yeah. Okay. It could be a mistake. At some point after one of the commercial breaks, they came back on and, Alex Jones was wearing a reptile mask and Nick Fuentes was wearing an Alex Jones mask. So at any rate, well, so you've got Kanye and he's going to be, he is a weird person, but he's the tip of the spear right now. He is saying the most important things. He is the one who, I mean, we can say things on RBN or on the Patriotic Weekly Review, and but it's not necessarily going to shake the earth the way it is when Kanye West says things. I mean, the entire media is kvetching, and Kanye West is going and talking to Donald Trump and he's making great waves. So the thing is, he is a strange person, but now his, at least for the time being, his campaign manager and his spokesman is Nick Fuentes. And that's why I say, everybody go to nationalbugle.com.
You've not given the really good news yet, Patrick.
Well, just
are you getting to the really good news?
No, you get to it.
You get to it. It's your show. The really good news, Patrick's letting me say, the really good news is, and this was sort of the fly in the ointment for a lot of people, including me. Now, obviously, Nick Fuentes is doing really well. I'm here to say.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Really good news. Patchy's letting me say the really good news is, and this was sort of the fly in the ointment for a lot of people, including me. Now, obviously, Nick Fuentes doing really well. Not here to say any bad words about Nick Fuentes.
Yeah, say it. Go ahead.
But
okay,
there was an unfortunate sort of fly in the ointment, and the fly in the ointment appeared to be that Nick Fuentes and Kanye were both heavily involved with a guy called Milo Yiannopoulos. Now, Milo Yiannopoulos very famously came out at one point and claimed that he recorded every conversation he ever had with anybody. He had a dirt file on everybody he'd ever talked to. He had this hard drive, and that he would use that hard drive and all of his dirt files to destroy, you know, everybody and anybody in the movement. And this was always something that I found, to say the least, highly distasteful. And people will say that's my British politeness coming out there, to say something is highly distasteful. And it was highly distasteful. And I was concerned that Nick Fuentes was, you know, working so closely with a man who did that, because I don't want Nick at a young age to be secretly recorded by somebody who is being, you know, predatory in his behavior towards Nick. And I'm not saying sexually predatory. There are lots of types of predators. Not everything is sexual, but he, you know, a predatory way. So luring him in and then secretly recording him to either embarrass him, you know, politically ruin him, or worse still, have him jailed at a later date. And I was always worried about that. People said to me, you know, Milo's changed, Milo's a different man now, Milo's, you know, reformed himself, Milo is a Christian now, he's no longer in a gay marriage because he was married to a black man at one point, and Milo's this new, you know, born again Christian, he's shed his, you know, he's shed his old skin and he is something better. And I was always concerned because I'm not sure how many of those things you can shed. I think there are things you can change, and there are things that you can keep under control, and you can never truly change, but you can control and manage them. So what do I mean by that? Well, if you're overweight, you can change your weight, but can you ever change your desire for the food that got you in that state in the first place? Maybe not. So you just have to manage that desire. And with things such as homosexuality, I'm not sure whether people can ever just change it, switch it on and off at that sort of age, especially at that age in their life. That might be, you might be able to do that to it, you know, when you're younger, if you're pumped full of hormones or, sorry, go.
Well, you just said switch it off. There is a Broadway musical written by Tina Fey, who was a lead writer for Saturday Night Live. She used to do Weekend Update for many, many years. And it's, I think it's about, is it about Mormons or something? Anyway, there's a song sung by a Mormon. Oh, no, it's not by her. It's by the people who did South Park. The people who did South Park did a musical called The Book of Mormon. And there is a song from that called Switch It Off. And the implication is that they're all actually gay, but they have this secret switch where they can just switch it off like a light switch. I don't know. You don't have
to. Oh, God. I'm not suggesting that all Mormons are closet homosexuals, Patrick. I would not suggest
I'm not suggesting that any of them are, but I'm just saying that it just rang a bell. Switch it off. They're homosexuals, but they can just switch it off. According to the people who do South Park, that's exactly what they do, is they just switch it off.
Well, I can tell you this. I don't think you can just switch it off. And I don't think that Milo could just switch it off. And I think it's better for Nick that he is, you know, going his own path. And also, I'm really happy because last week, anyone who remembered the show we did last week, we heaped quite a bit of praise on Nick Fuentes, but we also offered some genuine advice. And my genuine advice was that he didn't give up his show. Because he said he was giving up his show, he was bringing it to an end, and he's already brought it back. And I think that's a good thing, because we said one of Nick's strengths, and it's a strength that few people have in this movement, and that's consistency. He has got a work rate that is almost unmatched. He is there week in, week out with his informative, funny, you know, good shows. And fundamentally, that's good. It's good for him. It's good for his audience. And it keeps him in a position where, you know, he's in touch with his people. And he's gone back on giving that up. And there are some rumors, and they are just rumors, that Milo was the one that was pushing for him to end his show, that he didn't like Nick's show, that he had a problem with it. And now, you know, it's just Kanye and Nick. Nick's going to still be doing the show, which is great news. That's also great news. But our other piece of advice from last week was that Nick retained some of his individuality and autonomy, because fundamentally, people like Kanye, and this isn't a slight against Kanye, Kanye's an artist, but people who have an artistic nature can often be quite flighty, they can be quite easily changeable, they can be very impulsive. Now, all of those things can be strengths in the artistic world, but they can also be quite difficult traits to work with in the long term. And one thing we did say about Nick and Kanye is that we hoped that Nick and Kanye, that Nick wouldn't become totally dependent on Kanye, that he wouldn't completely stitch himself to Kanye, because doing so may well lead to Nick at some point falling foul of, you know, a changing nature in the Kanye camp. And I think that Nick retaining his show and retaining the things that make him so loved by his own audience, which gives him a little bit more power in this situation. I think that's a good thing. I think it's good for Nick. I think ultimately it'd be good for Kanye as well, because two people being absolutely dependent on each other completely and utterly, rarely is that a good or productive thing. So I think this is all really good news today. This is good news. And I think it also this has exposed some flaws in Elon Musk, because I think we've got to speak about this, that Elon Musk has already brought down the ban hammer on Kanye because he didn't like something Kanye said.
So, yeah, okay, yeah. So Kanye, and we've been talking about him forever, I guess since early October. Was it early October that he went to a fashion show in France with a White Lives Matter shirt? And people need to remember that's how this all started. White Lives Matter shirt. He got attacked by a lot of Jews in the media, and then he went DEFCON 3 on the Jews. And and now that this is like he's dedicating his life to it. It's like, well, they've taken $2 billion away from him in the value of these contracts and everything he had with, textile producers for his fashion, which is apparently the way he's made the bulk of his money, even though he's a world famous musician. So he's going DEFCON 3. You're not going to shut me up by taking, 80% of my fortune from me. I'm going to use the rest, and I'm going to go DEFCON 3. And so he's going around, and I don't know the ins and outs of these things, and I'm not the one who is most up to date on the latest rumors. That's not me. But my understanding is that Ye knew somebody in the Alex Jones sphere, like an Alex Jones producer, who said, "Oh, you should talk to Milo." So somebody in the Alex Jones orbit connects Ye with Milo, and maybe I've got this wrong. I'm not a good source on these things, but my understanding is that Milo recommended Nick Fuentes. And so now Nick Fuentes and Ye have hit it off. And I think it's extremely fortunate that if he has dedicated himself to exposing Jewish power, that he's got, it's really fortunate that there was somebody in our movement with the ability, with the chemistry to connect to Ye, like immediately, just right off the bat, connect with him and be able to go around and help guide him through this minefield. And as much as respect as I have for a lot of people, myself or you or David Duke, could you imagine David Duke and Ye hitting it off the same way that Nick and Ye have hit it off?
No, I can't.
It's getting along, okay, but would Ye want to take him on his private plane, coast to coast and say,
I don't
okay,
think
you move.
So. I've got to say, people like Kanye are going to be difficult to work with. And they've got a big, when you've got somebody who's got a big personality, it can sometimes be very difficult putting that person in the same space as another person with a big personality. So what I mean by that is David Duke, for example, has got a very big personality. He's somebody that if he's in the room, everybody knows David is in the room, and everybody knows that, David is going to get a lot of attention because it is David Duke, and that carries weight with it. But that doesn't necessarily mean that David can then be in a room with or work well with somebody else who's also got those attributes, who's also a center of attention, who is also, gonna garner that kind of adulation from people around them. And sometimes you then get a clash, and occasionally you get two people who are both very well known, who are very, very, big personalities, really big personalities, and they manage to coexist together. They manage to work together. They manage to be those guys that can actually sit in a room together and get on like a house on fire. And you're thinking, wow, that's impressive. You know, that's impressive. This is how do they manage to get on like this when they're both, you know, potentially, you know, the alphas? Because, you know, if you look at the animal kingdom, sometimes you have two alphas in an area together, and those two alphas can never, ever go in there, and they end up fighting to the death and ruining each other. And obviously Nick and Kanye are both, you know, alphas. They're both big names, but they seem to be working very well together. They seem to be coexisting in that space, and not everyone could do that with Kanye. It's good.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I think part of it is that, you know, Nick is 24 and Kanye is 20 years older or so, and Nick grew up listening to Kanye West music and is a big fan. And I think to go into it as being a big fan, and of course this winds up being, this is Ye's thing, it's Ye's campaign, and you're a big fan of Ye and you say, wow, I'd like to help him with what he's doing. And then you get the chance, that type of thing, you know, unless chemistry is really bad, that type of thing can work really well. And with the cases, for instance, David Duke, for years and years, had been a big fan of Alexander Solzhenitsyn. And then he gets a chance to meet him in Moscow, and they hit it off. And David Duke was very happy to do some research for Alexander Solzhenitsyn. So, you know, they could hit it off very well. So I think there's kind of that kind of aspect where, you know, you meet your hero, and maybe, you know, they say you never want to meet your heroes, but, if you hit it off and your hero is doing something really cool and you want to be part of it, hopefully it's going to work out. And I'm just glad that there was somebody, who shares our perspective on the main things, who can guide Ye as Ye is going to be making the rounds. And he is going to be making the rounds. I mean, he's going to be on show after show. This is not going away. And I'm glad he's got somebody competent doing guidance. And the last thing I'm going to say, you know, Nick's 24 years old. I watch his show from time to time. I don't watch it, you know, like I never watch his show every day. I might watch it a couple times a month. And it's not because I'm trying to, you know, get new takes or learn new information, because I don't think I'm going to be learning a lot of new stuff from him. I wanted to see where he's going, because I think he's really significant. But I'll tell you one thing. A, he's, and I've been political my whole life, but he's way ahead of where I was when I was 24. And honestly, he's ahead of where I was when I was 44. I mean, I was a little bit, I think he's a little bit ahead of where I was when I was 44. Not 54, not 64. But, you know, for a 24-year-old, he's really well read. He has a good understanding, and he's got a verbal IQ, a high verbal IQ, which is something innate, which is something you can't just develop. He's able to speak very clearly. And so I will say this. There is no candidate but Ye, and Fuentes is his spokesman.
Well, I think Nick is a very talented young man. If I had any reservations whatsoever, really, about any of this, it would be simply that fundamentally with Kanye and with Nick, they are really what I would call Overton window pushers. They're people who are, you know, pushing these brave new boundaries, these brave new narratives, and they're taking things to this new level, this where people really haven't been before, sort of, you know, where eagles fear to soar. You know, they're getting very close to the sun, and I just hope that their work, because they're doing really good at reaching a certain demographics of especially younger people, and I just hope that they can also reach people who are slightly older. People, oh, we don't need the boomers. Well, I actually think we do. I think we need everybody. I think we need every last person we can get, and I certainly don't want to be one of these people who is kind of, you know, anti-boomer, who is sort of, you know, against people who are slightly older. It'd be nice for them to, you know, I really do hope they do manage to reach people who are of a slightly older demographic as well, because that would also be really, really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I sometimes, think of myself. Have you ever heard of the Dog Whisperer?
Yes. Isn't he that Mexican guy that comes around and like gets right. people's dogs not to be terrible?
Yeah. Sometimes I think of myself as the Boomer Whisperer. The boomers are really maligned. At the same time, you know, you can look at any segment of our society and see how messed up a lot of people have become, whether you're talking about boomers, whether you're talking about zoomers, whether you're talking about, you know, white women, whether you're talking about women in general, whether you're talking that, you know, you can look at any segment.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People have become, whether you're talking about boomers, whether you're talking about zoomers, whether you're talking about, you know, white women, whether you're talking about women in general, whether you talk that, you know, you can look at any segment, and our society's, you know, not doing well, and a lot of people have bad ideas, and there's been a lot of social manipulation. There's also just been kind of an absence of positive social development or education or whatever. People are doing badly. Hey, if Nick wants or Yay, if they want to reach out to somebody who's gonna help with the boomers, here I am. You can come on this show. You could, or you could maybe, I'm sure David Duke would be happy to have them on his show. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
We're getting to the show, but what's your summation of all of this?
My summation of all of this is a lot of people in this movement swallow a lot of black pills. And they think that everything's lost, and they think that, you know, oh, we're not going to get anywhere, or we're not going to get where we need to get. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here we have this absolute curveball that I'm not sure anyone saw coming. And nope. I think that's incredible. I think that's incredible, and I think it's a good thing. And I think. Yeah. And this is the key point that I want to make. I think not only is it incredible and it's a good thing, to all those people who were kind of losing faith or getting worn down in this movement, and there's a lot to get worn down about, there's a lot to get sort of like, oh God, it's so frustrating, are we really going to do it? Are we ever going to see the sunshine again? You know, because we had all those great times in 2016. And I think people thought, you know, hey, you know, this is really going places. You know, we've got Trump, we've got Brexit, you know, great times were had for a while. And all of a sudden, things sort of went a bit downhill, and people have been saying, well, where's that 2016 energy? Then out of nowhere, you get this. And that just tells you, you know, stay the course. Stay the course, keep fighting, keep battling on, you know, because out of nowhere, things can just materialize. And if you'd said at the beginning of 2022, by the end of 2022, the guy who, you know, Nick Fuentes, who is basically seen as almost like the modern day David Duke, will be going to meet President Trump with Kanye West to discuss Jewish power, I think everyone would have said, I'll give you $1 billion to 1 on that. The bookies would have given you $1 billion to 1. And if you'd have just put a tenner on it, you'd have been one of the richest people in the UK because it happened. It's come to pass. And I think that tells you quite a lot about staying positive. It tells you quite a lot about the need to, you know, not lose your cool, not throw in the towel, because out of nowhere, the most incredible things can just, you know, blossom and happen. And you're like, wow, I couldn't have seen that coming. And you know what?
Right.
I don't think I could have seen that coming. We do these shows a lot, and we talk about big things on the horizon and what our predictions are. I don't think anyone could have predicted this madness. It's crazy.
I mean, crazy good. It is crazy good. I mean, I've talked about Nick Fuentes plenty, but I've never talked about Kanye West. He's not on my radar screen. I mean, I don't think, maybe I've mentioned him once, but no, he wasn't on the radar screen. So for years and years, I've been telling everybody that, you know, the key to this, it's not shooting our way out and it's not voting our way out. It's talking about Jewish power. If we can talk about Jewish power, then Jewish power will melt away. Well, here comes the test case of my hypothesis, and we'll see. But I want to thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me on, my friend.
And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.